Happy Monday, or should I say, Happy Monday, Medical Mom of NICU Day. I'm Tanisha, a medical mom of NICU to a kidney warrior and cancer fighter, plus a pandemic mom of two under two. Welcome to Medical Moms of NICU podcast, where we help NICU moms, life after NICU moms, and NICU moms of medically complex miracles worldwide navigate the medical system with ease by sharing medical mom tips, NICU resources, and medical advice from medical experts. We thank you for listening every Monday to each episode, whether you are in the hospital making powerful life-changing decisions for your miracle to thrive, or you're at home adjusting to the round-the-clock medical care your miracle requires after NICU discharge. We thank you for listening to each episode, downloading it, and sharing it with your family and friends. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok, Medical Moms of NICU, to receive free medical mom takeaway tips. Join our Facebook Medical Mom Unity to share your NICU miracle story and medical milestones you are proud of. Happy Monday. I should say Happy Medical Mom of NICU Day. I'm Tanisha, and today is a special day. Why? You may ask. Well, my oldest son, who has kidney disease, has just returned back to school after having a second hospitalization in February. And so I am trusting that all will go well and he'll be able to have a successful week with his siblings and childcare, and mommy can finally enjoy some peace and quiet and to be able to just tap into my healing process. For those who do not know, Medical Moms of NICU, we help you navigate the medical system with ease with medical mom tips, NICU resources, and medical advice from medical experts. And I just wanted to share, because March is Kidney Disease Awareness Month, that this is going to be a series about kidney confessions. And what I say by that is I'm going to be sharing little tidbits of what I've learned with having an older son or older child with diagnosis of kidney disease. And so my oldest son, Jaleel, he is a kidney warrior, cancer fighter, and newly autistically awesome child. And we have been on this journey of his life of fighting chronic kidney disease since birth. He was diagnosed with end-stage renal disease, stage 5, which is the worst of the worst, due to a rare condition called lower urinary tract obstruction. For those who are looking for a resource of encouragement regarding that condition, you can go to medicalmomsnicu.com. I want to say in this episode in particular, I'm grateful that it was detected early. I was 20 weeks pregnant when I found out about my son being diagnosed with LUTU. And at the time, the doctor didn't have much resources to help me. He just told me that most likely this pregnancy is going to terminate either through a stillbirth, or once Jill was born, he would pass away, because with the blockage in his kidneys, you know how you have amniotic fluid. Well, he had a blockage, and so all that fluid was backing up into his kidneys, his bladder, and it was creating damage and prematurity with his lungs. And so his likelihood of survival was less than 5%. And so, of course, I was devastated. I had just had a miscarriage previously. And so I was looking forward to celebrating the nursery and baby shower and all those special things that you do when you become a new mom. And unfortunately, it just changed the energy. I thought I was like halfway through the hardest part, which is 20 weeks out of 40. And, you know, I had a curveball. But thankfully, my husband was strong enough to ask for more questions and ask for more resources. And he asked the doctor, are there any other options? And so the doctor opened his mouth and told us we could travel to Texas, we could travel to Philadelphia, we could travel to Cincinnati or Boston. And thankfully, I recognized Cincinnati would be the best option, because I am from Columbus, Ohio. And so I found hope in that brokenness. And I was so thankful for my husband asking that question. And the next day, once I got my emotions together, I called, and soon we were headed to Cincinnati. It was within a week we had traveled from fetal care intervention. And so when you have a baby uniquely born with kidney disease, there's always that option to get second or third opinions. Now, mind you, you may have some really hefty bills because it's out of network, but there are programs available, financial assistance programs available through hospitals. And thankfully, where my son was being seen, Good Samaritan Hospital, they had those resources available, as well as Cincinnati Children's. And so I just wanted to give you hope to always, always ask if you have a diagnosis or for your child in this process to just ask for more resources, even if it's not in your state. And if you're able to travel to get more information about the diagnosis or more options on how to get your child to the place where they are stable medically to it. I'm so thankful that we took the leap of faith to go to Cincinnati Children's, and we were there for 4 months. And Jalil is 6 years old today. Had we just said, you know what, if there's nothing you can do, so be it, Jalil, all those years, he wouldn't have been able to experience. And I know that was God's grace and mercy covering him in my womb until we could get the fetal care intervention. And so this episode is simply to say, ask questions, ask as many questions as you can about your child's condition. I don't care what condition they may have, just ask a lot of questions. And if your doctor is not able to answer those questions, look to another provider, look at different other medical facilities in your area. And if they are not equipped, try more options outside of your state. It may be worth your while, because sometimes medicine is more complicated with unique, rare conditions. And so there's limited technology to help support the journey. And so when I was in Cincinnati, initially they had did an MRI on me. They had did a bladder tap where they put a small little needle to get a sample to see if this condition was genetic. Thankfully, there was no feedback of it being a genetic situation. It was just spontaneous that we as parents, there's nothing that we did wrong. And so that eased my mommy heart and my husband's too. And so there's also, we had did the amniocentesis, which was another needle going into my stomach, but the doctor inserted fluid into the amniotic sac for Jalil to practice breathing while I was temporarily there in Cincinnati. And we did that a couple of times before we got into an intense procedure, and I'll share more about that in the next episode. But I just wanted to share a tease of how much we were able to accomplish by going outside of our comfort zone. And that's a lesson in itself. Sometimes you have to get out of your comfort zone to grow, get out of your comfort zone to accomplish what you desire for your child. It may not be easy, but it may propel you in a way that you never thought would be possible. I thank God for Cincinnati, Ohio, for the rest of my life, because it has so much education and so many things and options that to this day helped my son get to where he was. I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful from the bottom of my heart. And so Kidney Disease Awareness Month, I challenge all of you to drink more water. I'm going to do the same. I got my bottle with me today and going to be intaking more water. The goal is always 100, like a gallon, but then never ever happens. But, you know, one slight challenge is just to drink more water, drink more water, drink more water. Kidneys love water. You can never ever go wrong with water. In particular, with any condition that you have, water is cleansing. We are 75% or more of water. So it's really beautiful when you can take in water, and it kind of keeps your appetite at bay, because a lot of times we overeat. And my husband always told me, If you're drinking water and you're staying hydrated, you won't eat as much. And so it's a great dietary change for the good. If you're trying to release weight before the summer, this would be the right time to do it. But if you have any questions or you have some challenges in your medical mom journey, please check out Medical Moms and NICU. I thank you for supporting this podcast. It has been a journey just trying to stay consistent in the midst of medical chaos, having my son in the hospital twice last month for 17 days alone, and then dealing with cold and flu in my home for the last couple of weeks. It was just March Madness early. And so hopefully this month will be cruise control in the months to come. But look forward to Kidney Chronicles the next Monday of this month. And I will just be sharing whatever God puts on my heart so that you can stay encouraged as a medical mom of NICU. Remember, you are more than capable of handling your child's medically complex care. Until the next episode, take care of you and support Jaleel's new book, TKOCKD, My Fight to Live. Round one, you can purchase you a copy on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles. Check out www.medicalmomsandnicu.com for more information and free resources that can help you in this medical journey. Take care.